The Flash star Ezra Miller charged with felony burglary in Vermont. By Paul Bois on August 8, 2022. The problems for the already controversial actor Ezra Miller increased tenfold this week when Vermont State Police charged the Flash star with felony burglary. According to the police report, Vermont State Police were notified of a burglary complaint from a residence in Stamford at 5:55 p.m. on May 1, reported Variety. Police found that several bottles of alcohol were taken from the residence while the homeowners were not present. Police later found probable cause to charge Ezra Miller after reviewing witness statements and surveillance videos. He has since been issued a citation and ordered to appear in court this coming September 26 for arraignment. The last several months have been especially troubling for Ezra Miller, beginning with his arrest in Hawaii for assault and disorderly conduct. He has since been accused of grooming a 12-year-old girl, housing a mother and her three children on a drug-riddled farm, and harassing a 12-year-old child. In July, a new allegation emerged against actor Ezra Miller from a former friend who claims he harassed her in Germany while the woman whom Miller was filmed choking at a bar in Iceland publicly spoke out for the first time, alleging he immediately escalated a joke into a violent confrontation. "All of a sudden, he's on top of me, choking me, still screaming in my face if I want to fight. My friend who's filming sees he's obviously not joking and it's actually serious. So he stops filming, and pushes him off me as he's still trying to fight me. Two guy friends of mine are actually holding him back as he's screaming, 'This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted.'" She told Variety of the incident. At the time of the report, Variety edited the anonymous woman's comments to reflect Miller's they/them pronouns as part of his non-binary identity, making the quote virtually unreadable. The incident in Germany allegedly occurred in February of this year when Miller was visiting with his friend, identified only as Nadia, who said Miller became irate after she asked him to stop smoking inside her apartment. "That just set them off," Nadia said of Miller. "I asked them to leave about 20 times, maybe more. They started insulting me. I'm a transphobic piece of shit. I'm a Nazi. It became so, so stressful for me. They were going around my house, looking at everything, touching everything, spreading tobacco leaves on the floor. It felt disgusting and very intrusive." Nadia alleges that she finally convinced Miller to leave after she called the police after a half hour of pleading with him. Later, at nearly 6 a.m. in the morning, Miller began banging on Nadia's door, she claims, threatening to break it down while screaming that she stole his passport and money. After discovering that Miller had left behind a second jacket, she threw it down to Miller from her balcony. Though Nadia does not believe Miller would have sexually assaulted her that night, she does believe he could have physically harmed her. "I totally felt unsafe," she said. Five friends corroborated hearing Nadia's story after the alleged incident. Warner Brothers says it has no plans to shelve Miller's upcoming film The Flash due to the massive costs, which will surely put the company in a difficult position in light of the fact that it shelved the upcoming Batgirl movie despite it already being completed.